participant number two, Aaron Graff. Aaron is in the Division of Medical Sciences, and the title of her presentation is The Chicken or the Egg, the Relationship Between Nutrition and Memory.
We may finally have an answer to the question, the chicken or the egg? The answer? It's both, at least according to this neuroscientist, because both are an excellent source of a nutrient known as choline. Choline is found in many foods, including eggs, meats, and some vegetables, and it's being explored as a treatment option for memory impairing disorders. This is because choline is involved in a wide array of functions within our brains. It forms the lipids that make up our cell membranes and allow our tissues to grow. The neurotransmitter acetylcholine, which regulates sleep, memory, and motivation, and the methyl groups that dot our DNA and decide which of our genes will get turned into proteins and which will remain silent. My PhD work examines the use of choline as a treatment for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD. This is the diagnostic term for the range of cognitive consequences, including lifelong learning and memory impairments due to alcohol exposure in the womb. Now, despite the fact that FASD is one of the leading causes of neurodevelopmental disorder in Canada, there is still no effective treatment. However, what if something as simple as nutritional supplementation can improve learning and memory outcomes even long after the alcohol exposure has ended? That just might be life-changing to somebody with FASD. I use a rodent model, where rats are given an alcohol-containing diet throughout their pregnancy, and then I treat their offspring with choline. Immediately following that treatment, I'm able to probe a phenomenon known as long-term potentiation. This is what's happening in our brains when there is repeated firing of neurons that then causes their communication to become stronger. Kind of like if those neurons were doing CrossFit. Fundamentally, long-term potentiation is memory at the level of a single neuron. What I have found so far is that male rats exposed to alcohol prenatally have poor learning and memory when compared to controls, but this was successfully improved with choline treatment. Females, on the other hand, have no obvious deficits in their learning or memory, but this seems to be due to a pathological change in the way their brains are wired following the alcohol exposure. Choline is improving this as well. Now, why do these sex differences exist? Do they persist into adulthood? Those are questions I have yet to crack, but the results so far are very promising. Thank you.